This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at this story, the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. I don't know if you are a fan of acronyms, Lynn. It's the KPDNHEP.
That's a catchy one.
Yeah, the KPDNHEP. Now, so moving on to this particular story, they've received about 2,000 complaints daily from the public since the implementation of the sales and services tax, of course, since September 1st. And, you know, as we talk about this story, 2,000 complaints a day, that's a lot. We'd love to hear from you if you happen to be just one of those 2,000 folks who are calling in about those complaints, 03-77-33-2900. We'd like to find out a little bit more detail about, I guess, the nature of these complaints.
Yeah, what is it that you're complaining about if you are one of the complainants? Because Minister Datuk Saifuddin Nasution has said that 50% of the complaints were related to the price rates of food and beverages, and that is similar as the implementation of the goods and services tax.
Yeah, and what he's finding is that these complaints are not specific enough, and he's asking for the cooperation of the consumers to help the relevant enforcers by essentially channeling more comprehensive information to enable faster actions that will be required. And actually, a huge number of those 2,000 complaints are related to food and beverage prices. So they're asking, the minister is asking KPDNHEP to conduct checks more often by monitoring food and drink premises to solve these complaints.
On his part, he said that during visits and observations of several large supermarkets throughout the country, 30 items that were the main necessities of people did not undergo price increases, and that included things like oil, Milo, flour, disposable diapers. So there is that. But I suspect that a lot of the complaints might be from people eating out. I suspect.
Yeah. And of course, we kind of saw a similar, what would you say, a complaint hike when the GST was introduced. And in this particular case, I guess the government needs a little bit more detail. I'm quite surprised, though, that, you know, in managing this entire thing, they've gone out to the public and say, look, we need a little bit more detail about this matter, rather than, I guess, in previous years, perhaps, there's always been that sort of, well, you know, we're trying to buy ourselves some time. There's a direct look, you know, we need more details to some of these complaints, and that's what they're looking for.
I think it's also coming from the fact that when the price increases happened around the GST, they saw the responses that happened
yeah,
then.
Right. There's some learnings.
Yes, and basically people expected that once that went away, that prices would go down correspondingly. And I think that a lot of the responses now are, hey, why is there still this 6%? Why is this still happening? I think a lot of the responses might be coming from that. Let us know if you've experienced issues with SST, if you are one of the 2,000 complaints that have mm-hmm. been going into the government. That number to call, 77-33-2900.
Don't get me wrong, here's some music by The Pretenders on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's Lynn and Ezra right here on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about how 2,000 complaints on a daily basis have been made from the public right to the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. What is it about? Well, it's about the implementation of the Sales and Services Tax, or the SST, since September 1st. Understandably, a lot of people have a lot of things and opinions.
Yes, they perhaps do. And apparently 50% of those complaints are related to food and beverage items.
Yeah.
So we wanted to hear from you. I mean, have you encountered, perplexing receipts? You know, have you looked at your receipts and wondered, why is this still there? What is going on?
Where does this go?
Exactly.
Which folder?
Let us know. That number to call is 77-33-2900. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We have a message from a Mr. Tan who says, abolishing the GST was a mistake. It is only a matter of time before it's reinstated, getting us a third round of price hikes. That is, I mean, that's bleak. I don't hope for that. I don't know.
Well, tell us what you think, whether you agree with that statement. The number again, 77-33-2900. What a shiny new number we have.
Yes.
We're going to cross over right now, Lynn, to Shabana Nasir. She's the Senior Manager for Legal and Policy Matters with the NCCC, or the National Consumer Complaints Center. Shabana, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Talk to us, what kind of calls or complaints has your agency been getting?
There were a lot of calls made to our department asking about, the questions were mostly on how do we know whether this company or these eatery places are charging SST. But there were a lot of inquiries. We have forwarded them to the Customs Department or even the Ministry of Domestic Trade, because there are certain things that we could not really tackle or answer the consumers.
Right. And with that being said, how can someone check if a business is SST registered?
Okay, for SST, it's simple. You have to check with the Customs Department. They are the one who is solely responsible, and they're the one who come up with all this regulation as to what, how much, for example, a company is making their yearly turnover profit. So if they are making, if they touch 1.5 million and above, then they have to register with the customs. So if any questions, you need to direct them to the customs department. Yes.
Right. And the minister has said that some of the complaints were not specific, and he asked for future complaints to have more specific information. What information does the ministry need?
Okay, I think most importantly, the receipt. So when you go to any eatery places or any shop for that matter, if you're buying anything, then make sure you have the receipt and full information of the company. So you cannot just come and, you know, just inform this company it's charging you so-and-so, but we don't have anything in black and white to prove that. So I think most importantly, the receipt and full information of the company in question.
So it's been about a month since the implementation of the SST. How has it been like, would you say?
Of course, there's a bump here and there. There are still people don't understand how SST works. So, of course, the transition is fine. People are accepting it, but then with some questions and doubt, of course.
And how do you think the SST has affected consumers so far?
We can see in terms of vehicle, we have gotten some feedback to say that the price of the cars has been reduced. But some of the consumers are saying that, you know, there's no difference, because when we go to eatery place, we are still charged 6%. It's not GST, then it becomes SST. So it's, 50-50 kind of situation at the moment, because it's still relatively new for people to really adopt to the change. But I think since after the implementation of the GST, because I think people are still adapting to the changes. Of course, there are people who are happy with certain things, but there are certain things that they're not happy with. So it's very difficult for me to give a straightforward answer on this. There are still a group of people that are not satisfied, but some are accepting the changes, you know.
So let's talk about that number of complaints the Domestic Trade Ministry has received so far, because 2,000 reports daily.
That's commitment, isn't it?
That is a lot. What do you think this number of complaints signifies? You know, is it a sign that consumers are becoming more conscious?
Yeah, definitely. It is actually a good sign. It shows that consumers are more aware and they want to know more, because mostly because they want to make sure that the business entities or the eatery places are not taking advantage. So it's good if there's inquiry. At least it keeps the government on toes, you see, to check on the certain companies. Because to be honest, we as a consumer, we don't know. We have inquiries whereby, you know, consumer goes to Mama and then at the end of the day, they see the bill that, you know, they've been charged with SST. So that raises the question as to whether this Mama is actually making that much of, whether are they making 1.5 million for them to charge SST. So with the number of complaints, it's good. It's keeping the authorities on their toes so that they can check on the company so that they don't take advantage on the consumers.
Now, a final question on my part. What role does the consumer have in all of this? I mean, for example, should we be complaining, you know, to our local cafes and restaurants if they're charging us SST when it may be unnecessary? I mean, tell us, what can we do?
Yeah, of course, the first point, most of the consumers will bring this issue up to the restaurants. But what I believe the eatery places are doing is that they're shutting the consumers by saying that, look, this is SST implemented by the government, so we have no say. So when they shut their door, I think it's important for consumers, you know, we have the rights to question, we have the rights to make sure that we are paying for what it's worth. So collect whatever information that you have, which is, like I mentioned earlier, the receipt, the company's information, and do give it to the authority for them to do their checking. Or you can also call the Customs Department. All the Q&A or the FAQ is on their website, so you can understand better and in fact find out more about the eatery places that are charging the consumers. So if you're not happy, it's time for you to voice out, because there are so many channels that are open. You know, you can come through the Consumer Association. If you don't know how to go directly to the ministry, you can always come to NCCC, or you can directly WhatsApp to the Ministry of Domestic Trade, since they accept that, you know, they just implemented that. So I think as a consumer, we should use our powerful tool, that is to voice out.
Well, Shabana, thank you very much for those tips. And that was Shabana Nasir, Senior Manager for Legal and Policy Matters with the NCCC, or the National Consumer Complaints Centre. And you just heard her. If you're not happy, this is the moment to voice it. I mean, what an opportune time.
That's right. That number to call, if you would like to tell us about maybe, you know, befuddling moments you've had with SST, is 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, but call us. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, Kyra is joining us in the conversation. Kyra, thanks for calling in. Tell us, what has been your experience with the sales and services tax? Are you one of the, you know, 2,000 people that are complaining daily to the ministry?
No, exactly. I'm the opposite.
Okay.
But, you know, GST was a major thing people complained about, and pretty much that was what Pakatan Harapan used to win the election. Now that it's not there anymore, we're going to have to live with the SST. But I think that why consumers are perplexed is because they are not well informed about how the SST works. You know, most of the time they're getting information that it's a different mechanism, so
right.
You don't pay as much as GST. I think a way to mitigate this is that the government needs to inform the public better, explain to them, so that, you know, we don't get shocked reactions or complaints, and, you know, at least we know what we're getting ourselves into in terms of when we go out, rather than getting shocked by 10% extra in our bills and things like that. So I think the government and the enforcers have to play a major role in educating the public about how SST works.
Kyra, I'm curious as to, I mean, what are the things that you would want to hear about that would make you feel a little bit more like you've got a handle on things, or a little bit more reassured about having those numbers pop up in your receipts? What are like the key information?
The truth, to put it simply, if I have to pay 10 plus 6%, then tell me that I have to pay 10 plus 6%, you know, rather than telling us it's a different mechanism that you're not actually going to pay more than 6%,
right.
Because it's honestly really confusing. Which one is it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting, delicate sort of political juggling act of it being a reality in one way and it being sold to folks in another way, right?
Yes, we just want to be better informed.
Yeah.
Just tell us the truth. We can take it. I'm pretty sure we can.
Kyra, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that was some truth bombs by Kyra.
Very gently said truth bombs, but truth bombs nonetheless.
Like government, we can handle the truth. Thank you very much for that call. If you want to chime in on the issue of SST, the number is 7733-2900. We'd love to hear from you. As mentioned, 2,000 complaints daily headed towards the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs about the SST. On our part here at BFM, we've been trying to, I guess, provide as many solutions as we can to the SST discussion. Head over to bfm.my/SST. We've arranged all of sort of the 101 podcasts that we've done in the past recent weeks, from the Morning Run team to the Enterprise team, right here to the Evening Edition team, bfm.my/SST. If you have, any sort of more resources, if you want to hear more podcasts on the SST.
Yes, we are not the government, but we will try to drop some truth bombs of our own. We've got some messages via WhatsApp. Bell saying, hi, I think basic life needs such as food, water, electricity, public transport should be exempted from tax or reduced in terms of tax. It doesn't matter whether we're B40 or not, or how posh our life is. As long as those basic needs are being taxed 6%, every citizen of Malaysia will complain. It doesn't matter who is running the government, because Teh Tarik also got 6%. And restaurants earning more than 1 million ringgit can be taxed, but to their profit, not taking that from the customers. Jack says it was a big mistake dropping the GST. It should have been reduced instead to 3%. And Jason saying there should be an app for us to key in business registration numbers to check, I suppose, in terms of whether SST should in fact be charged. Let us know. I mean, keep your thoughts coming. Have you been having difficulties with SST? Do you understand it? Do you wish we were, you know.
You know, and as much as Kyra just shared, you know, it's a little bit about implementation, a little bit about what are you really saying here? You know, just sort of spell it out in simple terms, because everybody sort of just wants to get on with it and be as efficient as they can. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, of course. WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Of course, you can call us. We'd love to hear from you. 773-2900. I've got a few callers that want to chime in on the conversation. We've got Nash right now on the line. Hi, Nash.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I have to disagree with Kyra because, well, simply put, the GST was quite a fair, I mean, it's a new tax system. It was only 3 years old, but before that, it was SSD all the way. I mean, as far as I can remember it. So the only thing that was different is the fact that some products are retail at 5%, when back then, you know, everything was at 10%, right? So I think as consumers, we have to also take, we also have to go and find out about these things. Because you guys were doing an excellent job explaining about the difference between SSD and GST. A lot of the newspapers were doing it as well. It was on the news and all these kind of things. So we cannot claim ignorance and say that, you know, much wasn't done, because this is not something that's entirely new, you see. So that's my opinion. But so far, on my own experience, there's a lot of... I think the introduction of SSD has in a way helped a lot of small traders, smaller shops, and also a lot of eateries. Prior to this, they were earning about 500K, they were charging GST, and now they are not. So it has given a lot of the smaller players a level playing field, compared to the bigger players, of course. And there's a win for the consumers, I think.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Nash, and appreciate your comments. Once again, I've been talking about the SST. If you want to hear more podcasts about the sales and services tax, all sorts of different discussions, find them at bfm.my/SST. We'll be right back after the 6:30 news on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.